Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Mallory. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. I'm a single mom to the most amazing 6-year-old boy, Jake. And I've got quite a story to share about how my own family tried to tear us apart. I've worked my tail off to build a successful real estate business. Between showings today, I was grabbing lunch at my favorite deli when my sister Rachel called, her voice that sugary sweet tone she only uses when she wants something. Hey sis, got time for coffee? I really need to talk to you about something important.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern. Save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Sure, I've got an hour before my next showing. Want to meet at Carlton's? 20 minutes later, Rachel slid into the booth across from me, looking stressed but dressed in her usual designer clothes she couldn't afford. So, what's up? You sounded worried on the phone. Well, my business is struggling. I need a loan to keep the boutique running, but the banks won't approve me without a cosigner. I was hoping, since you're doing so well. I nearly choked on my coffee. How much are we talking about? Just $50,000. I'll pay every cent back, I promise. You know I've always dreamed of running my own boutique. Rachel, I love you, but you've had 3 failed businesses in 5 years. You still owe Mom and Dad money from the last one. I can't risk my credit. I've got Jake to think about. This is different. I've learned from my mistakes. Please, Mel, I'm desperate here. I'm sorry, but no. I worked too hard building my credit back up after my divorce. I need to protect Jake's future. That afternoon, Mom called. Mallory, how could you be so selfish? Your sister is trying to make something of herself. Mom, I have to think about Jake. Rachel hasn't paid back a single loan. We raised you to help family. Your father and I are so disappointed. Rachel's crying her eyes out. Maybe she should cry about the $20,000 she still owes you. That's different. We're her parents. You're just being cruel. Later that night, after tucking Jake into bed, I got a series of angry texts from Rachel. Thanks for nothing. Must be nice sitting in your perfect house while your sister's dreams crash and burn. You always were Dad's favorite. I turned off my phone and poured a glass of wine. The guilt trips were starting, right on schedule. But I'd learned the hard way. Saying no to family might hurt, but it hurt less than co-signing a loan I'd end up paying myself. Little did I know, This was just the beginning of how far they'd go to punish me for refusing.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
To play their games. I should have known something was wrong when my parents suddenly offered to take Jake for the whole weekend. They'd been cold since the loan incident, barely speaking to me at Sunday dinners. But that Saturday morning, while cleaning Jake's room, I found a crumpled paper behind his dresser. My heart stopped as I read, "Emergency petition for temporary custody." I grabbed my keys and raced to my parents' house, my hands shaking on the steering wheel. The papers claimed I was emotionally unstable and neglectful, putting my high-pressure career ahead of maternal duties. My own parents had signed affidavits supporting these lies. I burst through their front door without knocking. Jake was playing video games in the basement. I could hear him laughing. "Where are the custody papers?" Mom's face went white. "Mallory, you weren't supposed to..." "Supposed to what? Find out you're trying to steal my son? We're trying to protect him. You're never home, always working. He needs stability." "He has stability. I work to give him a good life." Dad came in from the garage. "Lower your voice. Jake will hear you." "Good. Let him hear how his grandparents are trying to rip him away from his mother." Rachel emerged from the kitchen looking smug. "Someone had to do something. You're too busy playing real estate mogul to be a proper mother." "You... this is about the loan, isn't it? Mom and Dad promised to help me save my business if I filed for custody. They think Jake would be better off with me anyway." My legs nearly gave out. "You'd use my son as a bargaining chip? We're trying to help everyone," Mom pleaded. "Rachel needs financial support and Jake needs more attention. Jake needs his mother, the same mother who takes him to every soccer practice, who helps with homework, who tucked him in every single night until you manipulated this weekend visit." "The court date is already set," Rachel smirked. "Better get a good lawyer, sis." I stormed downstairs. "Jake, honey, time to go." "But Grandma said I'm staying all weekend." "Plans changed, buddy. Get your backpack." Mom grabbed my arm. "You can't just take him. We have papers." "Try to stop me. I dare you. I'll have the police here so fast your heads will spin." Jake looked confused as I rushed him to the car. Rachel followed us out. "You're making a big mistake, Mallory. You really think a judge will side with a workaholic single mom over a traditional family? You want to talk mistakes? You haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to burn your whole scheme to the ground." As I pulled away, I glimpsed my parents standing in the doorway, Mom crying, Dad holding her. The sight that used to break my heart now filled me with cold determination. They wanted a fight? They were going to get one. Sunday morning, I called my neighbor Sarah while watching Jake play in the backyard. "Hey, I need to tell you something weird. My mom called asking about my parenting." "Oh God, Mallory, I was going to talk to you about that. Your parents came by last week trying to get me to sign some statement saying you leave Jake alone at night. I told them they were crazy. I've lived next door for 3 years and you're an amazing mom." I grabbed my phone and started recording. "Could you repeat that? I need evidence." After getting Sarah's statement, I called the bank about Jake's college fund. The customer service rep confirmed my worst fears. "I'm sorry, Mrs. Thompson, but both your parents' names were on the account. They withdrew everything last Tuesday." How much? The balance was $23,400. I felt sick. They'd stolen Jake's future to pay Rachel's lawyers. I immediately drove to his school and met with his teacher, Miss Martinez. Jake is one of our best students. He never misses class, always has his homework done, and he's clearly well-loved. I'd be happy to write a letter confirming this. That afternoon, I got a text from Rachel. Mom says you're gathering evidence. Give up. You can't win. Meet me for coffee. Just us. No lawyers, no parents. At the cafe, I hit record on my phone under the table. You really think you can beat me? Mom and Dad are on my side. Why are you doing this, Rachel? He's my son. Because you always get everything. The successful career, the nice house, Dad's approval. It's my turn now. Once I get custody, Mom and Dad will fund my new business plan. So you admit this is about money? It's about fairness. You wouldn't help me, so I found another way. I pulled out Jake's medical records, school reports, and activity schedules. Look at these. Every doctor's appointment, every soccer game, every parent-teacher conference. Where were you for any of this? That's just paperwork. I can do all that too with Mom and Dad's help. Help they're providing by stealing Jake's college fund? Rachel's face fell. They what? Yeah, emptied his entire account to pay your lawyers. Still feel good about this plan? They promised to use their retirement money. Guess they lied to you too. I met with my lawyer that evening, laying out everything I'd gathered. Your parents emptied a college fund they were custodians of? That's financial abuse. The recorded admission of conspiracy, the attempted witness tampering with your neighbor, Mallory, they handed us a slam dunk. I want full custody, no visitation. With this evidence, we'll get it. But there's something else we should do. What? File charges for the college fund theft. That money was in trust for Jake. I stared at the pile of evidence on his desk, proof of my family's betrayal. Do it, all of it. They chose this fight. I'll file first thing tomorrow. They won't know what hit them. The judge's gavel came down like thunder. Given the overwhelming evidence of conspiracy and financial misconduct, I'm granting Miss Thompson full custody with no visitation rights for grandparents or aunt. Furthermore, I'm referring this case for criminal investigation regarding the misappropriation of the minor's college fund. Mom collapsed into Dad's arms. Rachel stormed out of the courtroom. I hugged my lawyer, tears streaming down my face. 2 months later, I was unpacking boxes in our new house when my phone buzzed with a text from my old neighbor, Sarah. Your sister's boutique closed down. There's a bankruptcy notice on the door. Good. After the legal fees and paying back Jake's college fund, she deserves it. I'd chosen a neighborhood across town, close to an excellent school with a strong soccer program. Jake adapted quickly, making new friends and joining the team. Mom! Billy invited me to his birthday party next Saturday. That's great, honey, see? New school's not so scary after all. I like it here. Nobody asks weird questions about Grandma and Grandpa anymore. My heart squeezed, but I pushed through. How about we get your homework done, then pizza and movies? Can we build a blanket fort too? Absolutely. Later that evening, while Jake slept, my realtor friend Kim called. You're not going to believe this. Your parents are under investigation for elder abuse. What? How? Remember those retirement accounts they promised Rachel? Turns out they were managing money for your grandmother in a joint account. They drained her savings, too. They stole from Grandma Rose? She's 93! Adult Protective Services is involved now. It all came out during the financial investigation from your custody case. A week later, I was leaving the grocery store when I ran into my parents. Mom looked thin. Dad seemed to have aged years. Mallory, please, can we talk? Nothing to talk about. We lost everything. The legal fees, paying back the college fund, now this investigation. We made a terrible mistake. A mistake? You tried to steal my child. You stole from your own mother. That's not a mistake. That's who you are. We're still your parents. Jake's grandparents? No. You're nothing to us now. You chose Rachel's schemes over your grandson's future. Live with it. That night, I watched Jake showing off his new soccer moves in the backyard. My phone buzzed. Rachel calling from a new number. Blocked. Another text from Mom. Blocked. Mom, watch this. Jake kicked the ball in a perfect arc over the new goal we'd set up together. I cheered and clapped, his smile brighter than the setting sun. That was amazing, buddy. Who taught you that? Coach Mike. He says I'm a natural. Later, tucking him into bed, Jake asked quietly, Do you think Grandma and Grandpa miss us? Maybe they do, honey. But sometimes people make choices that hurt us so badly we can't let them close anymore. What matters is we have each other. And blanket forts, always. I kissed his forehead, breathing in the scent of his shampoo, knowing I'd made the right choice. We didn't need toxic family. We had something better, peace, truth, and each other. Would you have given your toxic family a second chance? Or do you believe that some betrayals, especially those involving your children, are truly unforgivable? Share your thoughts in the comments below. In Mallory's case, her parents and sister didn't just ask for money. They tried to legally steal her child and emptied his college fund. At what point does family loyalty become self-destruction? I'd love to hear your experiences and opinions. If you connected with this story, please hit that like button and subscribe for more real-life drama and family conflict stories. Your support helps us share these important conversations about toxic family dynamics and setting healthy boundaries.